You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
You know who I am? In the field of live entertainment, I'm a god!
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
Hell, I like you.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Ponderous. Ponderous. It is ponderous. It's ponderous. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. My big day today, my birthday.
Yes.
Big celebration here in the studio.
Yes. Taking your calls.
Thanks for all the streamers.
Texts and
good fact.
Voice notes. Appreciate all those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got any big plans for your big day?
We're going to take a ride in the new electric vehicle.
Oh, boy. Boy, you were showing me pictures of the console.
It is
there.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It looks like the Jetsons. It looks so, you know, into the future.
It's a 60s cartoon show for adults. and we're going back to that as right. The
reference.
Future. It's still a future.
It's still the future.
We always wanted, remember, it was the big deal was getting a flying car.
Flying car. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and we've been looking
still
for
waiting
that
for that.
Year after year after year. And they, you know, every year they come out with a picture of a new flying car idea.
Yeah.
But they're always gigantic. You know, the wings are huge.
And they have, they have like giant fans that are pushing the car up in the air.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Yeah.
So we've given up on that idea. But now, you know, you get one of these electric vehicles.
Oh,
wow.
Boy. Yeah.
I mean, you are in the future.
Pretty fancy. Yeah.
It's fantastic. And, you know, I got to tell you, I told this story on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one dispute that my wife and I had, you know, we agree on everything. Accidentally, we always agree on the exact same things. But this was something she didn't necessarily want to do, was to get, you know, a 2022 electric vehicle.
Why was she holding back on that?
Yeah,
why?
She wanted to put a garage in, add some value to the house. forget that.
Well, you can always build a garage,
so, and then my kids, they think it's no big deal with the Prius. You can have your little Prius. So I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I've got nobody on my side on this thing. So we buy the car.
Yeah.
My wife fell in love with the vehicle.
Really? Oh, she hadn't seen it yet.
No. Huh? And then she just loves this thing.
Oh, well, see.
And then
it all works out.
I took my young Gen Zer out in it. Yeah. And he loved the vehicle. He can't wait to get out there and use. I'm thinking, wow, did I make the right decision here or what?
He definitely
did. So here's the thing. And now I know why I fell in love with it right away. When I got behind the wheel, I thought, man, this is it. This is, I'm in Jetson's territory here.
But you didn't bring it to work today. How
no,
come?
Well, I got to insure it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. You going to bring it tomorrow, maybe?
I might.
So we take some pictures, maybe go out for a ride.
I think it's a little too fancy for the parking ramp.
Really? Okay. All right, well.
Looks like I may have to park on the roof floor.
You got to do a photo shoot. You got to find a place where you can do a photo shoot. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I don't know exactly.
It was John and Gordy standing outside.
There you go.
Let's do that and put it up on Facebook.
Okay, I like it.
Ah.
9 minutes past the hour. Beautiful sunshine for this Monday. It's going to warm up into the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. Right now, still mid-60s, and this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take a hearing test right there to get started, then make an appointment. They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can call them at 608-249-4077. Let me mention that number
again. Could you repeat that?
It's 608-249-4077. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right.
Okay.
I just want to mention also that it's a Kia Uh-huh. EV6.
Okay.
Wind.
EV6. The Wind.
Brand name is Wind. They have a GT, which is very fast, but the Wind is the high-tech Wind. Package. And let me tell you what. The high-tech package.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you don't want to get that.
What?
I love it, but I'm wondering if I should love it. There are huge, gigantic, quick reference manuals to it. You know, it's the quick guide. Learn it really quickly.
You got to do that.
Right?
Yeah, get started quickly. You know,
it's like 300 pages.
You better study up.
I'm going to have to. I'll be studying for the next 3 years to figure this car out, what it can do. There's even voice recognition in it, but I don't.
Really?
That's at the end of the book.
Wow.
I always check out the end to see what happens.
And you got good radio system in there, a good sound system.
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe how beautiful it is.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the pictures right now, and it looks beautiful.
It's a gorgeous
car. It looks really good.
And it's red, which I'm not a big fan of. You know, I'm not a fan I'm not a fan of white, red, silver. But I don't think color matters anymore.
Okay.
So we just, you know, I don't look. I'm like a mega. I don't see color.
Can you play CDs in it? Does that have a CD changer?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, we're going to pass that.
The
Jensen, right?
The Jetsons CDs are going way back today. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's get to something I think is rather cute.
Okay.
A candidate out in New York for mayor, Zoran Mamdani.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
He had a problem repeating one word over and over and over, and he realized that. But let's find out. You know, a lot of people don't say his name because they're not sure how to say it.
Zoran Mamdani, right?
Right.
I got it right.
Well, you got it right, but does Julian...
Oh, our pronouncer guy?
Our pronouncer guy in France who gives us English pronunciation.
Yeah.
I just love that. Okay, let's listen to what Julian has to say.
Okay.
Name pronunciation. If you want to learn more confusing names, including from U.S. politics, make sure to stay tuned.
Politics?
Zohran or Zohran Mamdani. In English, pronunciation... Zoran Mamdani. Zoran Mamdani. Here are more videos on how to pronounce more confusing words and names too many mispronounced.
You know, the thing is, I don't know if he has any time to do anything else but record pronunciations. Where does he...
He's got such a...
He's already got this.
It's like a hypnotic voice that he has.
Soothing.
Very, makes you almost hypnotized.
Yes. Well, here's Mamdani. The problem that he had, and he brought it to light. He wanted to tell everybody because obviously it'll be a campaign issue.
Okay.
So let's listen to this.
So the other day, my comms team was giving me some feedback that I used the word ultimately a little too much, and I need to take it out of my vocabulary. Then a few days later, I went home, opened up TikTok, and I saw this video.
Ultimately.
So, you know, I'm listening. I'm learning. I sit down for an interview with News 12, and I almost pull it off.
The president himself, he has called you a communist. He has threatened to arrest you if you enforce ICE raids.
I will not back down from that fight because what New Yorkers want.
So please keep sending me your feedback because ultimately... I will get better.
There you go. Well, good luck.
Well, he's
with
learning.
That.
That's good. Yeah.
Seems like
ultimately.
He's addicted to that word.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, yeah, he'll work it out.
Do we have a word like that? That
I don't know.
You know, I often say, or you often say, or Dom.
Mm-hmm.
You say a word?
I'm trying to think of a word. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
I say usually a lot, but you know, that's not really the same. It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah. Mm. I say the F word a lot, but you know, I just don't.
Yeah, but we bleep that out. So. Yeah.
But not on the air. Okay.
No, don't say it on the air.
Oh, I just love this, this FEMA thing.
Mm.
Oh, it's getting worse and worse for these people because they're so incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they're just playing by ear, you know, shooting from the hip. On Fox News Sunday, Homeland Security's Secretary Kristi Noem outright lied to keep the MAGA base ignorant and happy.
What?
Because even though it's obvious she's lying, The megas will believe every single word and syllable that she speaks.
But, really?
Well, I don't know. Listen to this and see if she's convincing.
Okay, I want to give you a chance to respond to Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, who said this on X. He says, the floods ripped through Texas on July 4th. On July 5th, FEMA received 3,000 calls from survivors. Only 1% went unanswered. That night, he says, Trump and Noem fired the people who answered the calls. So on July 6th, FEMA received 2,363 calls. 65% went unanswered. July 7th, 85% went unanswered. And he ended by saying, sick. Were people fired who could have been helping at the time?
It's an absolute lie.
No.
And that's what I think is so disingenuous and horrible about the situation. Nobody was fired. No contracts were ended. Oh. Everybody was there answering calls and doing all they could to help the people of Texas. So the fact that Democrats are politicizing this while people are still looking for their babies, they're still looking for their family members, I think is absolutely despicable. God. And the American people just, I think, need to know the truth of what they're doing and how they're taking advantage of this situation to help themselves politically. It's a disservice not just to the people of Texas and these families that are going through grief right now. It's a disservice to our country.
Oh, it is. Okay. It's a disservice listening to you lie so blatantly. It's just outrageous. Thousands of calls to FEMA from Texas flood survivors went unanswered after the agency fired hundreds of call center contractors due to expired contracts. I don't know if you call it fired so much as the contract expired.
And they didn't renew
them.
I see.
And that's according to the New York Times. The contracts were eventually renewed 5 days later. You know, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
there was a lapse of time there.
Yeah.
So she just, I mean, outright lied.
Yeah.
That's
what they do. Hey, we've got Dick on the phone line here, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, speaking of lying, this Epstein thing, it's really blowing up, okay?
It is.
I smell something here, and I'll just run it by you guys, see what you think.
Sure.
Here's what it is. This guy's the biggest con in the world next to Putin. I'm talking about our guy in the White House.
Right.
Yeah.
And these guys that are all crying foul about it, the worst this weekend, Bannon and and, you know, the whole group, with the exception of Elon Musk, who wants it out, they're all in one category. They're deeply into Trump. I think that they're just sitting on it like Barr did with the Mueller report, chopped it all up. And then at a point in a week or so, Trump will come out, for the good of the country, and all this and that. And you'll get a big nothing burger that he's not involved in whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll also throw Eli Musk totally under the bus, too, because he'll try and come with, you know, the real thing, and no one will believe him. That's where I think it's going to go.
I think you're absolutely right about that. That is the that's what they do. So, yeah, that's great stuff.
And they are good at it.
Yeah, they are good at it.
I'll give them that.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the only bigger con man in the world is the guy that he's being conned by on a daily basis.
Yeah. By the way, Dick, I have a collage of clips where they're promising and promising and promising to release the list. And then, of course, it all blows up. And I got that right after our break here. But I appreciate the reminder on that. Thank you, Dick. Yeah. We'll get to that in just a few moments.
I don't think Elon's going to let this go. He hasn't let it go yet.
Right.
I think he's going to keep on this until he gets satisfied.
The whole reason I bought this electric car is because of the rebates expiring at the end of September. Mm. They forced my hand on this, and I'm glad they did, actually, in a way.
Well, it's your birthday present to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the weather for this Monday on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That's how my new EV sounds.
Yeah. Meet George Jetson.
Oh, man.
L. Ron.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
Wait. Daughter Judy.
You had a crush on her.
One more. Hang on. Jane, his wife. Okay. We can move on now. Sorry.
See, I got this EV, and now we're thinking, geez, John just entered the Jetsons age.
Space age. Jetsons. Yes. It's all very futuristic.
It is.
7:23, beautiful sunshine in Madison this morning. What's it like across the rest of the state? Let's find out from Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey. How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I hear it's John's birthday, so we have nothing but sunshine all day long.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Yay. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Yeah. Nice. Glad we talked to you.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That's what gifts I bring. You ask a meteorologist, you get sunshine.
Thank you.
It's great here. Is it sunshine where you are in Wausau?
Yep, it's bright. It's beautiful. I don't see too much haze or wildfire smoke at the moment. Mm. And it's shouldn't be too bad by you either. It looks like it kind of really sticks by Milwaukee this morning. And then that air quality alert should expire as we go through this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that kicks on out of here. We'll stay dry and sunny tomorrow, too. But both days, upper 80s.
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Yeah. I'm loving it. You know, Tom Tiffany and Glenn Grothman, ask Canada to keep the smoke up there. And for some reason, they think we have technology that's at our disposal to prevent these wildfires, even though we couldn't do it on our own. We couldn't have done it in our own country for some reason, but yes, they do. Anyway, boy, that's crazy stuff. But, you know, this smoke, I don't know. I think they still have the fires going. It's just a direction of the wind that's blowing it, right? Is that why it's going to clear out of the state?
Yeah, there's two things at work. So the direction of the wind, right? Obviously, if it's coming from Canada, it's going to make its way here. But the high pressure system does a lot with it. High pressure kind of calms and settles and sinks the air. Okay. So what it's doing is taking everything from high up in the sky, bringing it to the surface, and there's your wildfire smoke for us to breathe in. So pressure isn't the best. And you've probably seen the trend. We're either getting hot and humid sunny days with storms, or we're getting comfortable sunny hazy days, and that's because of the high pressure system mostly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just deal with it. And then some rain midweek, right?
Yeah. So right now we've got a front stalled way up in northwestern parts of the state, and it's going to slowly sink down towards us probably Wednesday and Thursday. Then it clears on out. So still sunny for Friday. Good, gorgeous end to the week.
Excellent. Yeah.
Very good.
Well, thanks for that, and thanks for the sunny skies for my birthday. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're just fantastic. Enjoy it and have a good one.
All right, Brittany. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. All right. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Yes, they have extended that sale on the adjustable bed frames, especially the V9. Boy.
Wow, the V9.
The V9. You can save extra $200 on your purchase of the V9. And the other adjustable bed frames are also at an unbelievable discount of 30 to 50% off. And there are other things on sale at Verlo Mattress. You can check them out on the east side or the west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information. That's verlo.com. Okay.
As I promised Dick, we have a compilation of clips together of promises to show us the Epstein list.
Okay.
And let's listen to that.
Okay.
How is it that my father can be convicted of 34 crimes, but no one on Epstein's list has even been brought to light? I'm trying to figure out how that's possible, right? But
see, they ran on it.
It's almost like they're trying to protect those pedophiles for some reason. I can't imagine why, right?
Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list.
Everybody in politics has a vice that's much worse than alcoholism, is the way that I put it. But we
release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump.
In this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing.
We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
I'm not ever going to let this story go because of what I heard from a source about Bill Clinton on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not letting it go ever.
Oh, okay.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
This guy's been talked about for years.
Yes.
You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things.
We have that.
And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
It's a creep that he hung out with.
Yeah, who's your good buddy?
Lots of video on it.
Yeah,
so
lots
I
of pictures.
Know.
Just doesn't want to be caught, is what he.
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly. It's not only the list, but they have video.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of video.
Yes.
And I'm surprised. You know, the thing is, they don't really have to release the list. Why don't they just investigate the people that they have on the list or in the videos, talk to them and see what happened, what's going on? It may not be strong enough evidence in order to, you know, indict anybody.
All right.
But at least, you know, check it out behind the scenes. I don't care about the damn list. Just check out the people on the list and get their comments.
Well, there are a lot of megas that are still very upset about this, and they're not going to let this go that easily.
Well,
yeah. So they're going to have to do something to release the list, if there is a list.
Well, maybe release one of the videos.
Oh, sure. They could do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
They're going to
just investigate.
It's
do
all
the investigation.
Come out
my
eventually.
God.
Okay. It's 29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll have more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning. It's John Peterson's birthday. Hey, why don't you call and give him a greeting? You can send us a voice note or give us a call, 608-879-8255.
And we'll get to the new product, the Midwest Voice Translator.
Oh,
boy. This is fancy stuff.
That's right. Fancy. Charlie Behrens.
Yep.
Yep. Coming up.
John, this is your special day, this is your special day, yeah, yeah, happy birthday to you, yeah, yeah, happy birthday, John.
Hey, thank you, happy boy, birthday wishes from all over, including Hawaii.
Fantastic.
Singing that out on
happy
the shore.
Happy birthday, John Peterson.
Wow. Happy birthday, John.
Kind of made that the name John fit
John,
in somehow.
Yeah, it's good. Wow. Yes, it's a beautiful Monday. We're seeing a lot of sunshine downtown along State Street and all across Madison, southern Wisconsin. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's going to be bright and beautiful all day long. Want to remind you, hey, you know what, John? We're doing our first Sugar River Pizza Party this Wednesday with our first winner, Melinda. And folks can get in on this. We're doing this all summer long, once a week, Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy in the morning. Because we've been nominated for Best of Madison. And we're celebrating by giving away pizza parties. You can get in on the action by going to WMDXradio.com. Enter your office or your workplace, and who knows, you could be our next winner. We're going to visit with Melinda this Wednesday with a bunch of pizzas.
Can't wait to try it.
Some fun stuff.
Be great.
It's going to be happening. So enter, go to WMDXradio.com. Brought to you by Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy and WMDX.
All right. Let's continue the program. Let's go to the phone line.
All right.
It's Mark. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, we've got pedophile protector Pam Bondi. I mean, PPP.
Yes.
And it is just pretty disgusting that probably, because wasn't there some 14-year-old girl like that had accused Donald Trump of being one of the ones that assaulted her along with Jeffrey Epstein, and he never went and sued her for defamation because my guess is it's like the Republicans back in when they destroyed the evidence of Scott Walker's crimes, back when the Supreme Court says, we're going to declare the one law unconstitutional, destroy all the evidence. So I wonder what kind of shredders have been in operation there at the Department of Justice. And the whole problem is that too many people have seen that information.
Yeah.
So they get called upon to testify against to see what they've seen about that information. It's going to be slightly bemusing to see, you know, when they called Donald Trump out for the crimes that he probably, it's not inconceivable that Donald Trump was involved with Jeffrey Epstein assaulting young girls.
We're good buddies.
Well,
that 14-year-old had quite the story. I mean, she testified. It's all documented, and it sounds just like what they would have done together with Trump, because he has a problem with touch, you know. But anyway, yeah, I think he is guilty of being a participant in Epstein's, club. So
yeah, his world, yeah.
I think that somewhere along the way they should start investigating this, and they should look into it whether privately or publicly publishing the list. But yeah, as you saw that list, I mean, they talked about it, they promised it, they really threw it out there. This is chum for the cult,
right?
They love this stuff, and now they're disappointed that they're not ever going to find out who's on that list.
I think that that their duty is to release that information, and
The
whole problem is you can't, unless you start wiping people out, because people have seen that information,
right?
And that they can't hide it forever, and they're just hoping this all just goes away. And now with MAGA getting all upset about it, I'm afraid, Mr. Trump, that we're going to see that stuff, and somebody will just, it'll actually end up someplace, and people will see it, and they'll see that Donald Trump indeed is as bad as we all thought he was.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you for your call.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Yes, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
It is going someday. It's going to go. They can delay it all they want, but it's going to come out.
It's probably out there, and the next president can certainly release it if he wants to.
Mm-hmm. We got a message here from, Laura.
We have a voice note, right?
Oh, yes.
We got a voice note, yeah.
Let's hear that.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday, John, from your friend, the Sparkly Costco lady. In honor of your birthday, hot dogs are $1.50 today.
Oh, wow. Excellent. All right.
The Sparkly Costco lady.
There we go.
It's your pal.
That's Kathy.
And
great friend.
We also got a message from Laura in Madison, who sent us a text. Happy birthday, Mr. Peterson, wishing you 117 more. Yeah, you're 117 years old today. Yes. Good for you.
And
we got one from Catherine here, too. Happy birthday, JP.
Yeah.
That's from Catherine. She's out
on the West Coast.
I think so,
listening.
Yeah.
Very early in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So no big plans for your birthday? Nothing special that you know of?
Nope.
Could be a surprise party
tomorrow,
in the works.
Tomorrow, we're celebrating my wife's birthday.
Oh.
And that's how we always celebrate my birthday, is the next day.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to a movie.
Oh, really?
We're going to go see Superman.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
How the reviews on that so far? I heard they were mixed.
They're really good.
Are they?
Yes.
Yes, good. Yes. I want to see it.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see Mission Impossible.
I actually just saw the other day Jurassic World Rebirth.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And did you like it?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
excellent.
I've watched all the other movies, so
yeah.
This one, obviously, it's not the best, but it was up there. It was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I recommend.
Okay, I'm definitely going to see that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Why don't we get into Charlie Barron's list? I've been promising this, so we're going to play it instead of getting to my next story about FEMA.
No, Charlie's. He's
this
got
is
some,
good stuff.
Yeah, Midwest translations.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. It's called the Midwest Voice Translator.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple versions of it, so let's check it out.
Okay.
Have you or someone you love ever been to certain parts of the Midwest and wondered, hey there, guy, can you borrow me a battery? What in the hell is this guy saying?
What?
A battery.
A bad tree?
No, guy, not a bad tree. I'm talking about a bad tree for the clicker.
Has your Midwest friend ever said to you,
oh yeah, come on over, maybe bring a beer or tree?
Then he gets mad when you show up with a tree.
Introducing the world's first Midwest voice translator and bottle opener. The only device that translates Wisconsinese, Upernese, and Minnesotan into English. Where'd you say you want this again? I just put her down by the Davenport.
Place the item by the couch.
The Midwest voice translator works on simple phrases.
Gee, did you eat?
Complex phrases. To wear my blaze orange up top, my camo down below.
I am wearing my church clothes.
Compound sentences. Guy says to me, you want a Bud Light? I says, I might as well swig from the bubbler. You know, it's a horse apiece.
A man asked me if I wanted a Bud Light. I told him I might as well drink from the water fountain. It's the same thing.
And even profanity. Ah, jeepers, cripes, old Friday. Now, this device is so powerful, it can even detect changes in emotion. Watch how the exact same phrase can mean two very different things.
Oh, let me squeeze right past you.
Excuse me, mind if I pass?
Oh, let me squeeze right past you.
Drive your sorry ass back to Illinois.
Now, occasionally, there will be a word or phrase this device does not understand.
Hey, can you wash them walleyes into zinc?
That's when you turn to the bottle opener function. And after a couple beers, you'll be speaking the same language anyway.
I'm telling you, you run that water on them things, they'll unthaw pretty good yet. Oh yeah, she's unthawing good.
And wait, if you order within the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a Wisconsin Voice Translator Apple TV koozie absolutely free. Simply slip this koozie on your Apple TV, and your favorite movies and television shows will be dubbed into Wisconsinese. So normally, the Midwest Voice Translator bottle opener and the Apple TV translator koozie would be hundreds of cents. But if you order right now, they both can be yours for two low payments of your favorite six pack. That's right, just send me some beer and these are yours. You can even send Bud Light.
Because trees have to drink too.
So what are you waiting for? Get yours today.
No trees were harmed in the making of this commercial because Bud Light is water.
It's Charlie Behrens. We're going to be talking to Charlie. He's got a big tour lined up that starts in the fall. And we're going to talk with him about that when it gets a little bit closer. Great guy.
The Bud Light thing, you know. I gotta say, you know, this is like a video, and they show the Bud Light bottle upside down in a plant pot, right? So it's draining into the pot because it's water.
Yes, it's water.
No plants were injured. No. All right, I really enjoyed that. All right, let's get back to the fiasco known as FEMA at this point. They want to do away. You know,
they want to get rid of it.
When you talked about getting rid of FEMA, everybody's like, "What? What is he saying?
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Well, I can imagine Katrina without FEMA. Oh man. Anyway, this is Trump talking about this is cut 59. Let's listen to cut 59. Trump lying about FEMA not being there after hurricanes. I mean, it was all made up. FEMA was there for the hurricanes. Few people complained that were MAGAs and made a big deal about it, and Fox picked up on it and they spread that information all over the place. But really, FEMA was there. They blame Biden. They wanted to blame Biden for something. They made it up. And here it is. Listen to this.
The federal government is doing a very bad job. They are not doing the job. They don't have people there. They don't have the people. Kamala wined and dined in San Francisco, and all of the people in North Carolina, no helicopters, no rescue.
I just got back from a tour of the suffering and devastation in Louisiana. Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
Just a quick note to you and to our viewers after his trip to Texas. President Trump is heading back to his golf club in Bedminster.
Okay.
So there you go. He's going to play golf after the big storm in Texas. Yikes. Mm-hmm. So why should we continue supporting FEMA? Like, we would even have to say it. This is cut 60. And listen. This is North Carolina Governor Josh Stein.
Okay.
Carolina Governor Josh Stein yesterday talking about that federal expertise that you referenced.
North Carolina is a bigger state than most, so we have a pretty sophisticated emergency response team. But here's the thing. We don't get a huge storm every year.
Yeah.
The country does. It doesn't make sense for each state to have a fully staffed emergency response team because they may not have a storm for 5 years or 10 years, but we know the country will. So let's have that expertise in the federal government.
But... Right, it's common sense, but common sense ain't so common.
It ain't. Trump again doesn't want to think about FEMA anymore. Rips into this reporter. Let's listen to cut 61 here. Let's listen.
Okay.
Heard from are obviously upset because they say that those warnings, those alerts, didn't go out in time, and they also say that people could have been saved. What do you say to those families?
Well, I think everyone did an incredible job under the circumstances. This was, I guess Christie said, a 1 in 500, 1 in 1,000 years. And I just have admiration for the job that everybody did. There was just admiration. The only
bad person would ask a question like that, to be honest with you. I don't know who you are, but only a very evil person would ask a question like that. I think this has been heroism.
What?
It's easy to sit back and say, oh, what could have happened here or there, you know? Maybe we could have done something differently. This was a thing that says never happened before.
It has.
Nobody's ever seen anything. Yes. I've never seen anything like this. I've gone to some real bad ones. I've never seen anything like this. So I admire you, and I consider you heroes and heroine, and I think you've done an amazing job.
With heroin.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah, well, nice. Nice ripping into the reporter for just asking a simple question.
Yeah, he likes to do that once in a while. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I know. Any tough question. Yeah, why would you ask a
question? Why would you ask a question about a problem that we are having?
You're evil.
Yes, yeah. And we certainly want to put it under the table. We want to hide this problem, okay? Okay. Might bring it up. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. 7:48, we'll come back with odds and ends, this, that, and the other, some leftovers, and more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
I got something about cereals.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Some funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
7:52, this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Take a free hearing test there. And they are family-owned, community-focused, helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing, and they do a terrific job. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077.
All right. You know, RFK Jr. is taking a lot of credit for getting the food dyes out of food.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But I hate to tell everybody, but that was kind of already something that was happening.
Oh.
Well, you might as well take credit for it if you can get it. In the fall of 2024, dozens of people rallied outside Kellogg's Battle Creek, Michigan headquarters, demanding that it remove artificial dyes from cereals. All right.
Okay.
So Kellogg and General Mills listened, and since then they pledged to phase out the dyes before RFK Jr. demanded it.
He didn't know, or did he just figure that out?
I mean, no. He probably doesn't know, took credit for it anyway.
He knew.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, YouGov polling shows, get this, and we have Dom in there to confirm this for us. It shows that Gen Z consumers who were born between 97 and 2007 eat more vegetables for breakfast than other generations.
Do you find that to be true, Dominic?
No, I am the most unhealthiest guy ever. However, my roommate does a lot. He does. So,
really?
A lot of veggies.
He does. All right, so there you go. But then also, you're less likely to eat breakfast, but still buy ready-to-eat cereal, suggesting they're eating the cereal as a snack other than a meal, like a breakfast.
Now, that is true. That is very true.
I agree. Really? It's true. Both my sons, Gen Zers, they eat the cereal all day long. You know,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that. Yeah, yeah, I don't eat that for, you know, and it's not like, it's just something I eat.
I don't know why, like, but my son found Raisin Bran to be something he likes.
I like Raisin Bran.
Likes to snack on. Yeah. And plus, I guess the frosted shredded wheat is a popular one.
Mm-hmm. Like frosted flakes and stuff like that, too. Yeah, those are all really good.
A lot of sugar, those, aren't they?
Well, it doesn't matter. It gets you going. It's an energizer.
Okay, sure.
Okay, well, I want to play Cut 58 here. This is... There were a lot of cartoon-based cereals. You know, they always have the characters on the boxes, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've got this clip from 1985. And this was Ralston Purina. They had a whole bunch of cartoon cereals out there. But listen for the Ninja Turtle poster that comes with the cereal. Listen to listen to this whole thing.
All right.
Ralston Purina stepped right in where the other cereal companies left off and started their own never-ending lineup of cereals in 1985. Grocery store shelves were stuffed full of cereals for Donkey Kong.
You want a hair get Donkey Kong? Give me a crunch.
G.I. Joe.
Bye, Mom.
G.I. Joe.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This is the cereal, and this is the poster that'll turn your room into a sewer.
Barbie.
It is the beautiful part of this movie's breakfast.
Batman.
A smashing
beast. Ghostbusters.
First cereal box that glows in the dark with four glow-in-the-dark Ghostbuster trading cards.
Fire.
And Gremlins. Licensing characters for cereals lasted well into the early 90s. With such hits as Spider-Man cereal,
crawling with marshmallows like Hobgoblin's Pumpkin Bomb, and the Kingpin,
Bill and Ted's excellent cereal,
it's most excellent,
and everyone's all-time favorite, Urkel O's. However, most of them lasted only 14 to 18 months. And when General Mills spent $570 million to purchase the Ralston portion of Ralston Purina in 1996, they largely ended the trend of never-ending licensing. What's more, as the 90s dragged on, consumers became increasingly critical of the amount of sugar in cereals geared towards children.
Yeah.
So companies began to load up their cereals with extra vitamins and minerals. When that wasn't enough, they began to reduce both the use of artificial ingredients and the amount of sugar they were putting into their recipes. In other words, they made cereal lame again.
Yeah, same. That's spicy.
What is Urkel O's? I've never heard of that.
Urkel O's.
Is that what it's called?
Urkel. Yes, yes.
What are they?
Remember Urkel at all?
No.
Stever.
What? Don't look it up.
Okay.
we don't want you to know anything about Urkel. Because it was like
he was a TV TV show.
It's a black hole in the TV history that we have. go.
Urkel.
But anyway, okay. I love that Ninja Turtle poster that turned your room into a sewer.
Because they lived in sewers, yes, right?
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. That's just what
turtles.
You want. That's what every parent wanted.
Who
was their
want
son
that?
Or daughter's room to look like a damn sewer.
Unbelievable.
Wow, what a promise.
All right. Hey, John, I hope you have a great birthday, in honor of your birthday.
Yes.
Verlo Mattresses, they've extended their sale just because of you.
Oh, man.
With your love of the adjustable bed frames, they decided to push that sale on, for the rest of the month of July. So you can still save 30 to 50% off the adjustable bed frames that John Peterson has recommended over the years.
Forever.
Yes. And you can save on the V9. That's the big one, the adjustable bed frame, the V9. You can save an additional $200 on that purchase. So check them out. Verlo, East Side and West Side, or go to verlo.com.
V9 is like Fireball XL5, only it's not a rocket ship.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up.
And
your neighbors, by the way, say that the hubby is celebrating a birthday. Let's meet under the Gordy gazebo.
Yeah, come on over. It's all decorated now with the beads and all.
I can't wait to see those beads.
Tomorrow on the big show, Matt Trammell will be talking about Maxwell Street Days in Madison. That's going to do it for us for today. John, I hope you have a great birthday. Enjoy it. Kick back.
Yes.
Bring in that fancy new car tomorrow. We'll all take a look at
it. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I'm going to get you a cake as well.
You have to drive it, though.
Cake and ice cream.
It's incredible pickup. You don't feel those pistons trying to push the car along.
All right.
It just moves smoothly.
Oh, enjoy. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.